a call to action at HOKNF 2016. Note reference, we, civil society organizations from the global south regions of Asia, Africa, and Latin America applaud the institutionalization of the follow-up and review of the Agenda 2030 at the global level through the high-level political forum under the auspices of the General Assembly and the Economic and Social Council. The Agenda 2030 pledges to leave no one behind, and to prioritize those who are farthest behind first. This cannot be achieved if the needs and rights of the people in the global south regions are not prioritized. Nor can it be achieved if we do not consider the rights and needs of various constituencies and marginalized populations, such as women, rural and urban poor, young people, adolescents, indigenous people, farmers, fisherfolk, herders, artisanal miners, people with disability, people living with and affected by HIV, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer/questioning LGBTIQ people affected by conflicts and disasters, older people, migrants, and other falling in minority groups. We come with our experience of working on the ground at the subnational, national and regional levels, and represent the voices of those left furthest behind. From our experience, integrating gender equality and ensuring universal access to sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR and services and ensuring no one is left behind at the subnational, national and regional development plans will call for the following specific actions. Governments must recognize that gender equality and universal access to sexual and reproductive rights are integral to sustainable social, environmental and economic development and realizing the SDG Agenda 2030, and address the structural, systemic barriers and social determinants of health that impede women and young people's empowerment, equality and access to quality sexual and reproductive health and rights, SRH information and services and care throughout the life cycle.